نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم صدق الله العظيم وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافره في الجنة ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافره في النار ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم Respected علماء الكرام, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's jalal, this is wara'ul wara, beyond human comprehension. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more powerful than anything with power, more glorious than anything with glory, more mighty than anything with might. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهِ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهِ He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of the earth. Everything we see, cannot see, perceive, cannot perceive within the realms of human perception, understanding or beyond that. Every facet of this creation, every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe belongs to Allah. Allahu Akbar. Ulama say this expression, Allahu Akbar, is one of the khususiyat, one of the specialities of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is this Allahu Akbar? Technically, if you look at the word Akbar, like in English, big, bigger, bigger, small, smaller, smallest, it's a comparison. Akbar, greatest. In reality, this doesn't do justice. Siwallah, besides Allah, everything else is makhluq. So what are you going to compare Allah with? Allah is greater than what? There's no comparison. Human nature is such, when we want to establish something, we tend to compare it for our perception and understanding. Something is very fast, compare it with something whose speed is known. For example, lightning travels very fast. So faster than lightning. Sun is very bright. Brighter than the sun. Faster than the wind. More beautiful than the 14th full moon. Compare something with something's characteristic that you are familiar with. Allah, laysa kamithlihi shay. There are no comparisons or parables with Allah. Siwallah, everything is makhluk. Makhluk, created. That which is created can never be compared with Khaliq, the creator, Allah. Allah's majesty, Allah's greatness, Allah's sifat, huwallah. Alladhi la ilaha illa hu. Alimul ghaybi wa shahada. Huwa ar-Rahmanur Rahim. Huwallah. الذي لا إله إلا هو الملك القدوس السلام المؤمن المهيمن العزيز الجبار المتكبر سبحان الله عما يشركون هو الله الخالق الباري المصور له الأسماء الحسنى السميع البصير الحكم العدل اللطيف الخبير الخافض الرافع المعز المذل السميع البصير الحي المحيي المميت له الأسماء الحسنى. ترمذي شريف رواية الله رسول صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions 99 names of Allah. In reality, Allah's sifat, Allah's names, like Allah is limitless, His names are limitless. Allahumma inni abduk, wabnu abdik, wabnu amatik, nasiyati biyadik, madhin fina hukmuk, adalun fiya qada'uk, as'aluka bikulli ismin huwa lak, sammayta bihi nafsak, أو أنزلته في كتابك أو علمته أحدا من خلقك أو استأثرت به في علم الغيب عندك. Look at the dua of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why our elders tell us, my respected brothers, that not only was he our Nabi for Dawat, he was our Nabi for dua also. He taught us how to make dua. Mullah Ali Qari rahmatullah alayhi, in the introduction of Hizbul Azam, a collection of du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says that if there was no other miracle, splitting of the moon, Abu Jahl comes, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives him da'wat. What does he say? He says that, tell me what is in my hand. He had something in his hand concealed. Tell me what is in my hand, and I will accept that you are the Nabi of Allah. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam smiles at him and says, Abu Jahl, instead of me telling you, why don't you let what is in your hand tell you who I am? He had a few stones in his hand. The stone said, Ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. If there was no other miracle, he says, just looking at the du'as of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The maqam of abdiyat, Allah's slave, nafi, negating everything else besides Allah, and establishing Allah's greatness, Allah's azmat, Allah's kibriyai, that the doer is Allah, the giver is Allah, the maker is Allah, the taker is Allah, the one who raises up is Allah, the one who brings down is Allah. Life in His hands, death in His hands, advancement in His hands, decline in His hands. This is La ilaha illallah. Allah has to become matlub. Allah has to become maqsood. Allah has to become the qibla and direction of this life, of this heart. Prior to Hajj, ulama gathered. This issue arose. What is ishq? What is devotion to Allah? Various people were asked their opinions. They gave different opinions. That time, Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah was not well known. He was a youngster. But he was gathered in that group of ulama. Finally they turned to him and they said, Ma taqulu fi hadha ya Iraqi. That, oh Iraqi youngster, he hailed from Iraq. What do you have to say about it? Fatra qasa'a. He lowered his head. Thumma dama'at aina. Then his eyes brimmed over with tears. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. Muttasilun bi dhikri rabbihi. Qaimun bi adai hukukihi. Nadhirun ilayhi bi qalbihi. Akhraqa qalbahu anwaru haybatihi. وَصَفَى شُرْبَهُ مِنْ كَأْسِ وُدِّهِ وَانْكَشَفَ لَهُ الْجَبَّارُ مِنْ أَسْتَارِ غَيْبِهِ. Who is the one who has recognized Allah, who is drowning in the love of Allah, whose heart direction is Allah? First condition, عَبْدٌ ذَاهِبٌ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. He has become completely oblivious of himself. This may. You know, sometimes when you slaughter a goat or a sheep, sheep are known to make this meh-meh sound. Meh bhi to kuch hu, I am somebody. Like once in Gush, Jamaat gives kargozari, they met some youngsters, gave them dawat. I will not pray and so what? I will not pray and so what? Arrogance of insan. Allah's caller 5 times a day. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. What did Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? He said, "Al-jafa, kull al-jafa." It is the height of arrogance, height of arrogance, height of zulm, height of oppression. Sahaba asked, "Man, zani, sharabi, kababi? Who is it, Ya Rasulullah? Person drowning in zina, in sharab." Who is it, Ya Rasulullah? He said, Man sami'a an-nida'a falam yujib. The one who heard the azan and didn't respond to it. That call, Allah's kibriyai, Allah's greatness. Shibli rahimahullah used to say, Law qadaru an-nas, law arafu an-nas, qadra azamatillah, ma sawhu. If the people are to come to know who is Allah, Allah's azmat, Allah's Jalal, Allah's Haybat. Ma asohu, it would become impossible to disobey Allah. The root of masiyat and Allah's disobedience today is what? Is this, that this heart has failed to recognize who is Allah. We fear governments, we fear poverty, we fear loss of wealth, we fear loss of freedoms. We fear loss of worldly status and position. That is why this barred door of dunya running from morning till night. Some Allah has blessed them. They've got enough for the next 3-4 generations. Yet it is never enough. Why? Fear. This fear inside. This heart. The conviction that is driving it. What is success? Why are you living? What is the measure or the yardstick by which you can gauge what you have progressed in this world? One is your and my understanding, and one is the understanding of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abdun zahibun an nafsihi. He has become oblivious of himself. Muttasilum bi dhikri rabbihi. From head to toe, he is engaged in the remembrance of Allah. Qaimun bi adai hukukihi. That remembrance, zikr is not one tasbih in one corner of the masjid. Allah, 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 Allah. That is one form of zikr. What is actual zikr? Kullu muti'in dhakir. Kullu muti'in dhakir. Zikr of Allah is that which translates into itaat of Allah, obedience of Allah. So, muttasilum bi dhikri rabbihi, Junaid Baghdadi rahimahullah, muttasilum bi dhikri rabbihi, this person is drowning in Allah's zikr, and because of that, qaimun bi adai hukukihi, at every second he is carrying out Allah's command. Nadhirun ilayhi bi qalbihi, the focus of his heart has become Allah. Akhraqa qalbahu anwaru haybatihi. His heart has become inflamed with the illumination of Allah's azmat, Allah's haybat, Allah's raw. Allah's raw. أحرق قلبه أنوار هيبته وصفى شربه من كأس وده He has drunk to his full from the cup of Allah's love. He has become Allah's, Allah has... And what happens? فَإِن تَكَلَّمَ فَإِن تَكَلَّمَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِن نَتَقَ فَعَنِ اللَّهِ وَإِن عَمِلَ فَبِأَمْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِن سَكَنَ فَهُوَ فَمَعَ اللَّهِ فَهُوَ بِاللَّهِ وَلِلَّهِ وَمَعَ اللَّهِ Now when he speaks today, what are we speaking about? Start a topic about fashion. We'll be very interested. Start about some football match, 22 people chasing behind a piece of pig skin. That we are very interested. Today you'll find a youngster, the other day, Allah forgive us, in the masjid, in the back, Quran is going on, he's on his phone, looking at some soccer match. This screen was so big that inadvertently my eye fell on it. You'll see a youngster today is crying as if somebody died. Like, kya hua? My team lost. Reality? The bookmakers are controlling. Those results are already bought off. Bewakufo ko ziyada bewakuf bana rahe. Making stupid people more stupid. I don't like to use crude terms, but that's the reality. I've never been, Allah shukr, to a cinema hall, but you hear about it. Whole cinema hall is full. In there is who? PhD, doctorate, Harvard University graduates. Oxford University graduate, looking at that screen, somebody dies, he starts crying. Tissue box is out. Kleenex tissues, wiping his tears. Looking at something, what, that is an absolute lie. The next week, the same actor is acting in another movie. What is this? أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهَهُ هَوَىٰ Allah says, will you not look at those people who have made their passions and their desires their ilah? وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ عَلَىٰ عِلْمٍ This Allah is such a frightening expression in the Quran. Allah says, we deviated them. أَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ We deviated them, not because they lack knowledge. Or comprehension, or understanding, or perception. Allah says we deviate them despite their knowledge. خَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَبَصَرِهِ Their eyes were sealed, their hearing was sealed, their heart was sealed. This, my respected brothers, I am digressing. Allah in His Quran, Allah makes bayan. Allah opens up before us the sifat of the Jahannamis. What is the sifat and quality of the Jahannamis? Allah tells us in the Quran. Why is Allah doing that? Allah's rahmat, Allah's mercy. Be careful, be careful, be careful. وَلَقَدْ ذَرَأْنَا لِجَهَنَّمَ كَثِيرًا مِّنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ لَهُمْ قُلُوبٌ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ أَعْيُنٌ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ بِهَا وَلَهُمْ آذَانٌ لَا يَسْمَعُونَ بِهَا What is the sifat of the Jahannamis? Allah says they have minds, they have understanding, they have intellect, they have brains, they have intelligence. La yafqahuna biha. They have understood nothing. They have eyes, but they cannot see. They have ears, but they cannot hear. What is this? Sight, but they cannot see. Ears, but they cannot hear. Hearts and minds, but they cannot comprehend. Does it mean that they are blind? That they are deaf? That they have lost their intellect? No! What is Quran speaking about? Ulaika kal an'am. Allah says they are like animals. Bal hum adal. They are more deviated than animals. And then the nature, the essence, what has caused this? Ulaika humul ghafilun. Ulaika humul ghafilun. They have eyes, they have ears, they have sight, they have perception, they have understanding. They have not seen, they have not heard, they have not comprehended. What? Physics, maths, geology, science? What's the conversion rate of rand to dollar and dollar to pound? What's trending in the marketplace? What's the next hot investment to get involved in? which direction the Bitcoin is going or something else is going? Is this what they have not comprehended? No, Allah is not speaking of that. Why? يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. Of the minor intricacies of this world, they have encyclopedic knowledge. وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. But of akhirat they are ghafil. Of Allah's signs they are ghafil. How many places in the Quran, and this is the cry and lament of our elders, they say, Aaj Quran ek na ashna pegham ban chuki. They say, today the Quran has become an irrelevant message to us. Such a Quran this ummah was given. Yaqub Taymi rahimahullah says, I entered the haram of Makkah, the month of Ramadan, ghaliban tahajjud salah. Usman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala was making tahajjud salah. He said, I stood behind him. Usman started surah Fatiha. I take qasam on Allah. This justaju and curiosity was piqued within me. How much Quran would Usman read? Allahu Akbar. He says, I take qasam on Allah. Usman did not go into ruku until he reached surah Nas. The entire Quran, the entire Quran in one rakat of tahajjud salah. And what would he say? Law tahurat qulubukum. Law tahurat qulubukum. Ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. Why is the Quran not drawing us today? Why are we not immersing ourselves in the love of Allah? Why for the talk of deen? It's almost like you have to pull somebody. The gaze is on the watch, the countdown has begun. Quickly as possible, let us get away. I've got this taqaza and that taqaza. There was that period of time, the Master sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he say? He said, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرْيَادِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا. He said, oh my sahaba, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, graze in those gardens. مَا رِيَادُ الْجَنَّةِ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. O Nabi of Allah, what are the gardens of Jannah? He said, حِلَقُ الزِّكَرِ, the gatherings of Allah's remembrance. The gatherings where Allah's name is taken. That mazloom halqa of ta'lim in our masjids. Few, what they say, Jamaat Saatis. By Jamaat Saatis, this term is an innovation. There's nothing Jamaat Saatis. Every aspect of what Allah revived, and reminded the ummah of, on the hands of Maulana Ilyas Sahab rahmatullah alayhi, by the qasam of my Allah, is taken directly from Darbar-e-Risalat. Today the connection of the ummah with the seerah of my Nabi is not there. The understanding of Madinah Munawwara is not there. The life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what made him tick, what made him cry, what made him tie stones to his stomach, what made him cause our mothers 60 days not to see the fire lit. What made him keep his heart in such a condition where the beloved, the near ones, the beloved of his were dying in front of him. They were going through untold hunger and yet he pushed his ummah, pushed his ummah, pushed his ummah. What drove him? Today that reality is not there in the ummah. As if we have some other imam, some other role model, some other guy. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Kaan khol kar sun lena. Listen with the ears of iman, my respected brothers. The road to Allah, the road to Jannat, the road to Allah, the road to Jannat, the road to the love of Allah, the road to the taluk of Allah, the road to you and I, that qabr becoming a garden of Jannah for us, that day of Hashar being a day of happiness for us, that entry into Jannah being guaranteed for us, is nothing, nothing, nothing besides Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Come before Allah on that mole. Today the ummah hasn't even understood that mole. What is the parameters driving us? What has become important to us? The size of the bank balance? How many zeros there'll be? The one investment to the next investment? One baghdor of the dunya to the next baghdor? إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِيَ الدُّنْيَا إِذَا عَظَّمَتْ أُمَّتِيَ الدُّنْيَا نُزِعَتْ مِنْهَا هَيْبَةُ الْإِسْلَامِ. He said, when my ummah
when my ummah will begin to regard the acquisition of the material wealth of this world to be something of importance. This is position, this is status, this is achievement. Nuzi'at minha haybatul Islam. He said the awe and the dignity of Islam will be taken away. Islam jami'u ma ja'a bihi Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with, what he brought alive, what drove him, the cry, the pain in his heart. He left behind an ummah, by Allah's qasam, the dignity and honor of this ummah has nothing to do with the material things of this world. The dignity and honor of this ummah is when this ummah will embrace the amal of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My sahaba, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, sit therein. What did he say? Man tatahara fi baytihi thumma kharaja ila al-masjid. La yurid illa an yu'allima khayran aw yu'allimahu. He said, my ummati leaves his house, he goes to the masjid. What is motivating him? Halaqa of ta'aleem. Learning and teaching deen. La yurid illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. To learn and teach deen. One sunnah, one hadith of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dunya, do a comparison. We like to think of ourselves as very intelligent people. Do a comparison. How much of this world are you going to amass? How much are you going to gather of this world? What did my Nabi, one day he said to Sahaba, Subhanallah, hal tastati'una ahadukum, do any of you have the ability to acquire the mountain of Uhud? Kayfa nastati'unahu ya Rasulallah? O Nabi of Allah, the mountain of Uhud? The mountain of Uhud, how is that even going to be possible? He said, Subhanallah, mithlu jabali Uhud. Alhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allah's name. One hadith, Subhanallah, mithlu jabali Uhudin rahaban fil jannah. He said, Subhanallah is equivalent to the mountain of Uhud in gold in Jannah. Inna shahwati fi qiyam al-layl. Allah has kept my ecstasy. Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. Azan would be called out, Ya Bilal, aqim farihna biha. What would happen? You would say, Bilal, call out the iqamat. Give us rahat. Sajda. The time for sajda has come. The time for salah has come. What kind of gift was that? I'm digressing, unfortunately, we've got time constraints. What type of gift was that? Where did Allah take him? Science was nullified. Physics was nullified. Geology was nullified. Geometry was nullified. Earth, wind, sand, water. Every system of this world, Allah zeroed it. Because when Allah described this miracle in the Quran, we find there's one surah in the Quran begins uniquely. Allah begins it with the word Subhan. Subhan. What is Subhan? That's a noun. Comes from the word Tasbih. Sabbaha yusabbihu Subhan. There are scholars much more proficient amongst me. You can verify with them. Subhan. People today, you ask them, by Subhanallah, what is Subhanallah? Glory be to Allah. That is just the surface translation. Sabbih, sabba, tasbih is taqdees. Tasbih is taqdees. Declare Allah's purity. Declare Allah's purity. Subhan, Allah is pak. Allah is pure. Pure of what? Not just pure of what we understand. Zahiri najasat, or apparent impurities. Allah is pure and free of every defect. Weakness is a defect. Incapability is a defect. Death is a defect. Unable to fulfill something is a defect. Ma hum bi mu'jizin. There is nothing beyond the power of Allah. لا تخفى منكم خافية. Nothing is concealed from Allah. ما اتخذ صاحبة ولا ولدا. Allah is free of wife. Allah is free of dependents. Allah is free of children. Allah is above all that. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of time. Allah is free of science. Allah is free of technology. All this is Allah's makhluk. And every one of these things makes sujood before Allah. Nothing in this world is happening on its own accord. It is happening on Allah's amr. And this is Quran. Allah, lahul khalqu wal amr. Creation belongs to Allah. Wal amr. And decree belongs to Allah. That food you ate at iftar is not going to satisfy you on its own accord. It is because Allah's amr was there for it to satisfy you. Food can become the cause of your mort. You are seeing on Allah's amr. You are hearing on Allah's amr. When Allah describes this miracle, Subhan, Subhan. From the home of Umme Hani to the Khatim. And what happens? Open heart surgery. There's no ventilation machine. There's no surgeon. There's no hospital. There's no nurses. Chest is opened. What happens? The blood should be pouring out. None of those things happen. The physical heart is taken out. Two bowls are brought. One is Zamzam. The other is Noor, Hikmat, Wisdom from Jannat. The heart is bathed. Rasulullah is looking at all this. Science, medicine, technology, zero. Subhan. Allah is above all that. Then an animal is brought. Fokal khimar dun al bagal. Smaller than a mule, bigger than a donkey. What is its speed? Supersonic speed. As far as the eye can see. 14 centuries ago, humanity is shown, supersonic speed will become a reality. He's taken Masjid al-Haram to Masjid al-Aqsa. And then, you and I, we have atmospheric pressure bearing down upon us. This is Allah's system. Gravity from the earth is pulling you so that you remain on this earth. Why? Because this earth is not still, it's moving, spinning 1,000 kilometers an hour. Moving outwards, 108,000 kilometers an hour. Something that is spinning, moving outward at that speed, becomes a whirring ball. And because of that, there has to be a third motion that comes into existence. It tilts on its axis, 23.5 degrees to the right, 23.5 degrees to the left. This third movement, this tilting also is not accidental. It's there for a reason. The four seasons come into existence. The rising of the waves come into existence. The movement of wind comes into existence. The waxing and the waning of the moon comes into existence. The ripening of your fruit and vegetation becomes possible because of this third movement. So, something that's spinning, moving outwards, third movement, what should happen? Every one of us should be flung off. هُوَ الَّذِي جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ ذَلُولًا أَلَمْ نَجْعَلِ الْأَرْضَ قَرَارًا وَفِي الْأَرْضِ آيَاتٍ. How many verses of the Quran Allah is telling us? We gave you stability. We made it qarar. We made it a cradle. We locked you on it. What was the system? Gravity. Secondly, atmospheric pressure that is bearing down. Plus minus 1 ton on each of us. Why doesn't it crush us? Because inside, to mitigate the outside atmospheric pressure, we have pressure inside. So it cancels off. But atmospheric pressure as you rise up to 500 kilometers becomes zero. There's no atmospheric pressure there. That is why there's no sound there, there's no wind there also. So what would happen? As you rise up, inside the pressure is still there. Outside the pressure has been removed. This human being's body will become a bomb, it will explode. So what they do, they wear astronaut suit to... And in aeroplanes, what happens? They tell you pressure, the cabin pressure is controlled. A vacuum seal is created. So artificially outside pressure is created so that you don't explode, to mitigate the pressure that is inside. For that you need an astronaut suit. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylan min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa. Masjid al-haram to masjid al-aqsa. The earth journey of Mi'raj. Allah covers it in that expression in Quran. And then, one najm. إِذَا هَوَى مَا ضَلَّ صَاحِبُكُمْ وَمَا غَوَى وَمَا يَنْطِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَى إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْيٌ يُوحَى عَلَّمَهُ شَدِيدُ الْقُوَى ذُو مِرَّةٍ فَاسْتَوَى وَهُوَ بِالْأُفُقِ الْأَعْلَى ثُمَّ دَنَا فَتَدَلَّى فَكَانَ قَابَ قَوْسَيْنِ أَوْ أَدْنَى فَأَوْحَى إِلَى عَبْدِهِ مَا أَوْحَى مَا كَذَبَ الْفُؤَادُ مَا رَأَى وَلَقَدْ رَآهُ نَزْلَةً أُخْرَى عِنْدَ سِدْرَةِ الْمُنْتَهَى عِنْدَهَا جَنَّةُ الْمَأْوَى إِذْ يَغْشَى السِّدْرَةَ مَا يَغْشَى مَا زَاغَ الْبَصَرُ وَمَا طَغَى لَقَدْ رَأَى مِنْ آيَاتِ رَبِّهِ الْكُبْرَى. This is the ascension from Masjid Al-Aqsa, taken physically, bodily, not with an astronaut suit. Subhan, geology, chemistry, physics, basic elements, system of this world, zeroed. The ummah has to be taught who is Allah. Allah is not in need of any of these systems. Time is stopped. What a long journey. First heaven, Adam alayhi salam. Second heaven, Zakaria, Yahya, Isa alayhi salam. Third heaven, Yusuf alayhi salam. Fourth heaven, Idris alayhi salam. Fifth heaven, Harun alayhi salam. Sixth heaven, Musa alayhi salam. Seventh heaven, Ibrahim alayhi salam. Taken to the last point. Recently our Jamaat was in Scotland. They said, you know what, this tashkil, go to Aberdeen. From there 80 kilometers further is Norway. So I said, where is that? Where they got the flag, the end of the world. How they made that the end of the world when the earth is round, only Allah knows. But obviously it's marketing. Get people to spend their money to go touring. So that is the earth. The earth is round. There's no end of the world. This Sidratul Muntaha, the end of the universe. How vast is this universe? I'm not going into the details. Like I said, time constraint. But they said artificially, if they made an imaginary aeroplane. And this imaginary aeroplane starts traveling at the speed of light, 186,282 miles per second, 300,000 kilometers a second. At that mind-boggling speed, this imaginary aeroplane in 1 year will cover a distance of 9.46 trillion kilometers. If this aeroplane starts moving, 9.46 trillion kilometers a year starts moving. How vast is the space? It would take 96 billion years just to finish where there is light, 3 to 5% of the visible universe. The other 95% is dark matter, dark energy. And all this is underneath the first heaven. Physically, bodily, first, second, third, fourth, sixth, seventh, fifth, sixth, seventh. Allah's beyond the Sidratul Muntaha. Like I said, I'm not going into details. What was he given? What conversation took place? In this earth, your and my conversation? Bala wa rusuluna ladayhim yaktubun. Allah says, every word you are uttering, my angels are writing it down. Ma yalfidhu min qawl illa ladayhi raqibun atid. Every utterance, Allah's malaika are writing down. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu makes tafsir of this. He says, yuktab kullu ma qalahi ibn Adam. Every word that Ibn Adam utters, hatta qawluhu ra'aytu wa nadhartu wa dakhaltu wa ji'tu wa dhahabtu wa mashaytu. Even when you say, I walked, I sat, I talked, I left, I entered. Everything written down. He reaches Sidratul Muntaha. Goes beyond that. Jibreel is not allowed. So what conversation actually took place? There was no angel even to witness that conversation. There was no one to even write down that conversation that was between Habib and Mahbub. It's not coincidental that as a result of that, Allah gives him something. Allah knows best what conversation. Allah knows best whether he asked, but it is very possible that he would have said, or he could have said, that, oh my Allah, you have given me this level of qurb. What about my ummat? That ummat, which ummat? That ummat which he never forgot. That ummat which the sands of time cannot erase those nights. As his body would shake,
tears falling down his cheeks into his beard, from his beard onto the ground. Our mother Aisha radiallahu anha would sob and cry to see how his feet would swell. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Ya Rabbi ummati, ummati. Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat, Allah my ummat. One occasion he said, inna li kulli nabiyin da'watun mustajaba. Allah gave every Nabi, Allah gave every Nabi one accepted dua. Accepted. That Nabi was told, this dua guaranteed its acceptance. He explained how some Anbiya used it. He said, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Rabbi habli mulka la yanbaghi li ahadin min ba'di. Oh Allah, give me a kingdom the like of which no one will ever see. Such a kingdom. Ghuduha shahr wa rawahuha shahr. Asalna lahu ayn al-qitr. Various ayats in the Quran, Allah describes the Islam, the kingdom the like of which no one will ever receive. Sakharna lahu al-riha wa shayateen wal jinn. Jinnat was subjugated. Insan was subjugated. Shayateen was subjugated. On his flying carpet, in one morning he would cover 1 month's distance. One night, 1 month's distance. Such a kingdom. And then, like I said, I digress. We want to know the value of Amal. We want to know the value of Amal. Sulaiman alayhi salam, with that kingdom is moving. An ordinary, simple peasant farmer looks up and sees that. Subhanallah. Immediately Sulaiman comes down. What did you say? He was embarrassed first, afraid. The awe and dignity of the greatest king the world will ever see. So he is reticent. So Sulaiman al-Islam insists, tell me, what did you say? Subhanallah. He said, what you uttered is more valuable than the entire kingdom of Sulaiman al-Islam. Where is the intelligence running behind this dunya? إِنَّ فِي الْجَنَّةِ شَجَرَةً يَسِيرُ الرَّاكِبُ الْمُجِدُّ الْمُسْرِعُ فِي ظِلِّهَا مِئَةَ عَامٍ لَا نَقْطَعُهَا. One rewired, it comes in just one tree in Jannah. One tree in Jannah. For subhanallah, Allah will give you the shadow of the tree a fast horse rider will ride for 500 years. And he won't cross the shadow. Take the trouble one day of doing a mathematical calculation, because mashallah, many of us, we are up to date with figures. Said a fast horse rider, when he rides, will cover plus minus 40 kilometers an hour, 960 kilometers a day. Sadaqa Rasulullah, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam spoke the truth. A fast horse rider in one day will cover 960 kilometers plus minus. In 1 year, 340,800 kilometers. What is that distance? This 24,000 kilometer ball, this earth. If you start moving from now, you'll cover 24,000 kilometers to come back to this masjid. 24,000 kilometers. A fast horse rider in 1 year will cover a distance of 14 earths. 14 earths. 24,000 kilometers times 14 plus minus. In 500 years will cover a distance of 7,100 earths. My Allah on one subhanallah is going to give you that. 7,100 earths. What bagdor and wealth of this world can ever compare with that? What intelligence is it that drives us to measure dignity and honor on this dunya? That is why that personality, Wahab bin Munabbih rahimahullah, says, إن الله تعالى لم يعطي جميع الناس من بدء الدنيا إلى انقضائها من العقل في جمع عقله إلا كحبة رمل بين رمال الدنيا. He said, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah had to be pulled together and equated to one grain of sand, the aql and intelligence of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. That intelligence. And he asked the question, man akyasun nas, man ahzamun nas. Who is the most intelligent person? The astute businessman? The one who is earning for the next three generations?
The one who is running behind this dunya, the one who till morning till night is soaked in the love of dunya. Today build one idol out of gold and tell a person with very little iman, make sajda before that. No one will be ready, alhamdulillah. No one will be ready. That is but parasti, idol. How can I make sajda? Take that same idol of coal and break it up into crueler coins. And then see when the man is in sajda where his heart is. The forehead is on the ground. You can't go closer to Allah. And yet what is this? What is driving this heart? What is the belief inside? What is the conviction inside? In the qabr, that is going to be the question. Ma rabbuk, ma dinuk, man nabiyuk. Who was the Rabb? Who was this heart beating for? Such a frightening verse, such a frightening verse. My Allah says, wa hussila ma fis sudur, wa hussila ma fis sudur. We will crack open this heart and we will squeeze out and we will reveal what was inside this heart. What is the effort that we are making? What is valuable? Bible of Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, earn one generation, two generations, three generations, four generations, five generations. Your child doesn't even have to pick up a spoon. Everything is sorted out. So you have this perception, his future is sorted out. He says, if you die and leave your children in that condition, and you have not instilled in the heart of that child that two rakats of salah is more valuable than the seven heavens and the seven earths and everything that it contains. He says, I take qasam on Allah, you have left that child bankrupt. And that same wealth, that child will squander it instead of it being a source of coolness to you in your qabr. It will be a source of azab and wabal. What are the seeds that we are planting? What is the effort of yaqeen? This is why it is the lament and cry of our elders. Establish halaqat of ta'aleem in every home of the ummah. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sit with your family. This running and running and running behind the dunya. What is ordained you will get. My Nabi didn't stop you from earning dunya. Earn dunya, no problem. The problem is when dunya has entered the heart. The problem is when happiness and sadness is motivated by that. The problem is when insaniyat is dying on kufr and shirk and this heart is not feeling the pain. The problem is when the ummah is suffering and the heart is not feeling the pain. The problem is when the masjid is empty and the heart is not feeling the pain. What has become important to this ummah? What has become the basis of its dignity and honor? Plant the seed of iman. Take the time out. That musibat cell phone. What was a necessity today has become an obsession. Tell somebody, bhai, sit in the halqa of ta'aleem. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Take few minutes to make zikr. Read tilawat of Quran. Take Allah's name. We don't have time. Nobody got time today. Running and running and running. This ummah today has become a living embodiment of that expression where Allah says, "La kalladhina nasullah fa'ansahum anfusahum." Do not become like those who forgot Allah. Do not become like those. La takunu kalladhina nasullah. Do not become like those who forgot Allah. Because what will happen? Allah will send down the screech of the angels or earthquake or destroy you. No, Allah is very, very patient. Allah is tolerant. Allah will give you chance. But the first azab, if you forget Allah, فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ, Allah will make you forget yourself. Meaningless, blind rat race running behind the dunya. Today that mobile phone, man is standing in the graveyard, janazah is going to the ground, he sees those insects, that worms, those black hole. And still the cell phone is ringing. Still the next container, still the next parcel, still the next delivery, still the same next bag door. Two people attended one janazah, the one brother is telling the other one, you know what, let's go to the graveyard with the mayit. Two qiraat reward. One qiraat for the janazah, another qiraat for attending going to the graveyard. Say, hey, bye. Point to his watch.
With great difficulty I came here. Now you say I must go graveyard? I haven't got time. I got meeting, this appointment, this thing, that thing, rushes off. Allah's taqdeed meets with an accident. And that same graveyard, which he didn't have time to accompany this janazah to, by that same evening has become his resting place till Qiyamah. He taught us, he was our Nabi, for dua also. He said, when you pass that graveyard, say to those graves. Like one graveyard, they got a signpost outside. What's written on it? That please be informed that we were yesterday where you are today. Please be informed that we were yesterday where you are today. My Nabi said, address it. Assalamu alaikum. Ya ahl al quburi min al muslimin. Peace be upon you, O residents of these graves. May Allah forgive you. May Allah have mercy upon you. And then what did he say? He said, say to those graves, antum salafuna wa nahnu bil athar. You have gone ahead. I am right behind you. I am right behind you. What is the preparation? What is the, or is it only going to be this relentless backdoor? Today when it is said, bye, sit with your family, what? No time. No, you got time for internet. Got time for that haram shaitan box plasma screen. They say curved plasma screen, millions of pixels, high definition resolution, instrument of zina that is filling the hearts of the ummah with zulmat and darkness. Last year our Jamaat was in Wembley, London, met the Imam of the Masjid. One Musalli comes, tears in his eyes. 16-year-old child, I made my son Hafiz on that mobile phone, got involved in some chat platform. By the age of 24 years later, he said, I had to kick my son out of the house. Why? Because he brought pork and sharab into the house. My son became murtad. What are the steps that we are taking to protect our youth? Protect our deen. What are the fortresses that we have established? We don't like to talk about it. Those instruments have entered the homes of the ummah today. Husband and wife under the name of techno gadgets. Husband and wife sharing one bed. Husband is making zina with someone. Wife is making zina with someone else. We were given the panacea. We were given the comfort. We were given the solace. We were given Quran. We were given the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wallah, this is a noor of light. This is a mountain of light, a fountain of light. Introduce this into your homes. Take the zulmat out. Sit with your families. Today, we don't have time. The man is in the toilet. Before, from the toilet, one sound used to come. Now two sounds are coming from the toilet also. Hello, hello from inside the toilet. Haven't got time to relieve himself also. لا تكونوا كالذين نسوا الله فأنساهم أنفسهم. Don't forget Allah. Allah will make you forget yourself also. Take Allah's name. My Nabi, جددوا إيمانكم. He said to Sahaba, refresh your iman, refresh your iman, refresh your iman. Sahaba said, كيف نجدد إيماننا؟ يا رسول الله, how can we do this? He said, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله, لا إله إلا الله. Masturat, housework, لا إله إلا الله. Walking to your shop, لا إله إلا الله. Entering the masjid, dua, and then لا إله إلا الله. This is the ummah of لا إله إلا الله. أوحى الله تعالى إلى موسى نبي بني إسرائيل. What did Allahu Akbar? Such taqat, such power. Allah has kept in this. My Nabi said, ما على الأرض أحدا إلا يقول الله إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. He said, any ummati of mine on the surface of the earth will say لا إله إلا الله الله أكبر ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله إلا كفرت خطاياه ولو كان مثل ذبد البحر. Allah will forgive all his sins, even if his sins be as many as the foam of the waves of the ocean. We are given the Quran. He said that house in which Surah Baqarah is read, not only in Ramadan, not only in Ramadan. He said that house in which Surah Baqarah is read, shaitan runs from that home. Such a solution the ummah was given.
unto amal, come unto deen, come unto the teachings of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You want protection? Which heart is not crying? Which heart is not bleeding today? This is the proof of iman. The heart is bleeding for what is happening to the ummah. Rivers are flowing with the blood of this ummah. Bombs are raining down on the defenseless of this ummah. The heart is breaking. We are looking in different directions. Come back. Come back. We are not a yatim, orphan ummah. We are not a rudderless ship being tossed in some storm. We were given by our master. He said, "Taraktu fikum amrain, lan tadillu ma in tamassaktum bihima." He said, "My ummah, I am leaving behind two things. I am not leaving you, yatim or orphan. I am leaving behind two things. As long as you will hold on to this, lan tadillu, you will not be deviated. You will not be overpowered. Kitab Allah wa sunnat rasulihi. Come unto the Quran and the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam." You want solution? 1960s, Maulana Yusuf Rahmatullah Ali said. He said, till the majma, till the majma, till the majma of Fajr Salah. Majma of Fajr Salah and the majma of Juma Salah is not the same. The tide will not change. Was he saying it from his pocket? No! What did my Nabi say? Man salla subha fi jama'atin. This is singular. Extend this. Ask the ulama. Man salla subha fi jama'atin. He said, the man who makes fajr salah with jama'at, not only in Ramadan, not only in Ramadan, Ramadan is the training. Man salla subha fi jama'atin. That person who makes his fajr salah with jama'at, fahuwa fi dhimmatillah. He is in the direct protection of Allah. If the ummah collectively, if the masjid is full at Fajr, the ummah will be in Allah's protection. We're looking for complex solution. It's not complex, it's simple. Allah says, "Ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul." Not ati'u Allah, not one obey. Ati'u Allah. Collectively, the ummah obey Allah. Obey Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La'allakum turhamun. Allah's rahmat will rain down upon you. The solution is amal. The solution is deen. The solution sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring that into your business. Bring that. Allahu Akbar. What did he say? Inna atyabal kasbi kasbut tujjar. Inna atyabal kasbi kasbut tujjar. He said there is no earning that is more pure, will earn you greater reward than the earning of a businessman. But what? MashaAllah. Earning of a businessman. Nothing more pure than that. So run behind the dunya. No. Purity of earning is when? When? When the inside is made. Halal earning, reward, akhirat, jannat. When? When the business is called barakah trading or bismillah trading. Or there's a 786 in the mobile number. No. He said five things in that hadith. إِذَا حَدَّثُوا لَمْ يَكْذِبُوا وَإِذَا وَعَدُوا لَمْ يُخْلِفُوا وَإِذَا أْتُمِنُوا لَمْ يَخُونُوا وَإِذَا بَاعُوا لَمْ يَمْدَحُوا وَإِذَا اشْتَرُوا لَمْ يَذُمُّوا أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. He said, nothing purer, nothing greater than the earning of a businessman. When? When he speaks, he does not lie. When he speaks, he does not lie. When he makes a promise, he honors his zaban. Like very often I mention, Abdullah goes to Muhammad, says, "You know what, give me an advance, I need something, some deal, some whatever." Nowadays they did away with checks. So, okay, so he wrote a promissory note. End of the month, so much, I'll pay you back. 29th of the month, Abdullah is pacing up and down. Why? Promissory note is due tomorrow, bank account is empty. Wife goes, "Why are you pacing up and down?" He says, "You know what, I promised Muhammad I'm going to pay him tomorrow. Nothing there in the account, can't pay him. I'm worried, pacing up and down." She goes in the next room, comes back after a few minutes and says to Abdullah, "You know what, you can sleep now." I phoned Muhammad's wife and I told her that don't worry about the promissory note, nothing is coming tomorrow. So you can sleep now because Muhammad will be awake. Time we want something is like a sheep. Time for delivery, the same sheep becomes a wolf. This is not the akhlaq of Islam. This is not the business of Islam. Allama Ibn Kasir rahimahullah mentions in his Bidayah wa Nihayah, the marketplace of Baghdad, Christian customer comes to a Muslim trader, wants to buy wheat. The Muslim trader says to him, brother, I've got a suggestion for you if you don't take it wrong way. What is your suggestion? Go to my neighbor opposite, points to another Christian who owns a shop opposite. Buy your wheat from there. Why, you don't have stock? He says, no. Since this morning, Allah's fazl, many customers came. My needs of my family have been met. I've been observing no one went to my neighbor's shop. I fear that he will not have food for his family this evening. I am requesting you to buy it from him. Few minutes later, that person comes back, that Christian comes back to the Muslim shop. He says, what happened? You didn't get it there. He didn't give it to you. He says, no, I haven't come to purchase wheat. I've come to purchase iman. This akhlaq, this character, this honesty, this integrity, this lie that is perpetuated by the Orientalists, that Islam, na'uzubillah, was spread with the sword. Only somebody with no knowledge of history can ever succumb to such nonsense. The most populous nation, Muslim nations of the world, the entire region is where, Indonesia, Philippines, China, Malaysia. That is the most populous Muslim regions of the world. Read history. No blood was spilled. No sword was raised. From the Middle East, people migrated for business, but they carried with them the akhlaq of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The integrity of Islamic business. People's hearts melted. Sahaba, wherever they would go, there was not big bayans. Kunu mithlana, become like us. La ilaha illallah, it entered the heart. Today, la ilaha illallah is on the tongue. The riba is going on. La ilaha illallah, and business is soaked in riba. La ilaha illallah, and every day he's looting the rights of somebody else. La ilaha illallah, and the youngster holds the collar of his father and says, what have you ever done for me? La ilaha illallah, and the young girl barks, says to her mother, you are barking like a dog. La ilaha illallah, and they are dressed, but the dressing is like they are naked. La ilaha illallah, and both ears are clogged, body is jiving to haram music. La ilaha illallah is on the tongue. Hasn't entered the heart. This was the day and night of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. This heart. What did Usman radiallahu ta'ala say? Lo tahurat qulubukum ma shabi'tum min kalamillahi azza wa jal. If this heart was pure. If this heart was pure. We have to find Allah. Sign of the purity of heart. He said the most blessed earning, that businessman, when he speaks, he does not lie. When he promises, he delivers. He is not khain, he is not treacherous. He is amanatdar. And when he purchases something, he does not pick faults with it. When he sells something, he doesn't inadvertently praise it. This akhlaq, this deen has to be learned. By deen, seekhne se aate hai. Deen comes through learning. And then implement that in our lives. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, the man left his house, came to the masjid for what? Halqa of ta'aleem. La yuridu illa an yata'allama khayran aw yu'allimahu. Nothing but to learn and teach deen. Learn and teach deen. What will happen? Fa'ajruhu mithlu ajril hajil muhrim tamman hajatuhu. He said, Allah will reward him like that haji who tied the ihram and made a maqbool mabrur hajj. Every day that he sits in the halqa of ta'aleem with that intention, Allah will reward him with hajj. Bring this alive in your homes. Qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I digressed. My Nabi said, every Nabi was given one accepted dua. They used it in this world. Walakin ikhtaba'tuha. He said, my dua. I said to my Allah, I'm not going to use it in the dunya. I'm not going to use it in the dunya. When am I going to use it? Different riwayat. He said, I will keep it behind shafa'atan li ummati yawm al-qiyamah. So that I can intercede on behalf of my ummat on the day of judgment. Ara'aytaha lil-muttaqeen. He said, oh my sahaba, do you think I am reserving this dua for those ummatis of mine who pleased Allah, whose lives were on taqwa? No. I am reserving this dua for those who trampled upon my sunnah, for those who turned their backs on my way of life.
This is not literal translation. It comes in the riwayat, lil mutalawithin, those who were drowning in sins. Where is the qadr today of this ummah? Hey, who have we made our imam? Who are we following? Who is our role model? We have become oblivious of his day, of his night, of his cry, of his pain. It is not possible, like I said, it's possible that he would have said to Allah, you brought me to this point, what about my ummah? Which ummah? The ummah that he never forgot. On that occasion he was given salah. Ya Bilal aqim farihna biha, inna shahwati fi qiyamil layl. He said, Allah has kept my ecstasy in tahajjud salah. This month of Ramadan is a training. Allama Aini rahimahullah. Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi in his Fazail Ramadan, he quotes him and he says, 17 Sahaba mention riwayat on the virtue of sahri. Tasakharu fa inna fi suhuri baraka. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala mutasakhirin. He said, barakat wali khana. Barakat has come. Partake. Just to eat? No. Give some section of your night to Allah. Find your Allah. Go on that musalla in the dead of night. Allah is calling out. Like the poet puts it, ek hook si dil mein utti hai, ek dar sa jigar mein hota hai, hum raat ko ut ut rota hai, jab sara alam sota hai. The fire of Allah's ish, the fire of Allah's muhabbat. Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, fis sujood yartaqil abd ila a'la maratib al-izz. فَهُوَ أَقْرَبُ مَوْضِعٍ إِلَى اللَّهِ. Such a sajda this ummah was given. He says, in sajda, you are putting your forehead on the ground, you have reached the highest point of dignity and honor. Because you cannot go closer to Allah than you are when you are in sajda. Ahmad bin Hanbal rahimahullah used to say, أَفْضَلُ لَحْظَةٍ فِي الصَّلَاةِ هِيَ لَحْظَةُ السُّجُودِ. He used to say, the best position of salah is the position of sajda. حَيْثُ يَكُونُ أَقْرَبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ, because you are closest to Allah. Rabia Basri rahimullah used to say, لَا أَطْلُبُ شَيْئًا فِي السُّجُودِ إِلَّا أَنْ أَغْرِقَ فِي جَمَالِ اللَّهِ. She used to say, I seek nothing in sajda except to drown myself in the love of Allah and the beauty of Allah and the munificence of my Allah. Sufyan Thawri rahimullah used to say, يَشْعُرُ الْعَبْدُ فِي السُّجُودِ حَلَاوَةَ الْإِيمَانِ وَتَمَانِينَةَ الْقَلْبِ. You want the sweetness of iman. You want the ecstasy. Where are you going to find it? Find it on that musalla. In the dead of night, this is why our elders say, the greatest etiquette of this work of da'wat and tabligh is tahajjud salah. The training is Ramadan. 15 minutes, 20 minutes, 25 minutes. Exert yourself. Talk to Allah. Turn to Allah. I digressed. Allah makes bayan who the sifat of the Jahannamis. They have eyes but they cannot see. They have ears but they cannot hear. They have hearts and minds but they have not comprehended what? The sight of Ibrat, the hearing of Ibrat, the comprehension of Ibrat. Everything around us by the qasam of my Allah is shining with the noor of Allah. الله نور السماوات والأرض مثل نوره كمشكات فيها مصباح المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسسه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the nur, Allah is the illumination, Allah is the effulgence of the heavens and the earth. Every blade of grass is shining with Allah's nur. Every droplet of rainwater that pitter patter is shouting out, La ilaha illallah. Every rising sun, La ilaha illallah. Every passing day, La ilaha illallah. Every mango, every apple, every pineapple, every cucumber, every watermelon, every coconut,
Where did the brownness come from? The redness, the yellowness, the whiteness, the myriad colors, myriad taste, myriad sweetness. Does that seed have any intelligence? Does the ground have any intelligence? Does the clouds have any intelligence? By the qasam of my Allah, the only reality is Allah. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah. This was the day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Cleanse the inside. Let this heart become a living heart. Otherwise, Allah warns us, summun, bukmun, umyun, deaf, dumb, blind. Not physical, not physical. La ta'mal absar, walakin ta'mal qulubul lati fi sudur. Allah says, the eyes are not blind, the heart has become blind. This call by, take out time, go out in the path of Allah. This is not some agenda. This is not some political movement. This is not a numbers game. By the qasam of my Allah, this is ihya'ul qalb. These a'mal, da'wat, ta'lim, ibadat, khidmat. This is to give nur to this heart, light to this heart, to connect this heart with Allah. Which was the day and night of Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah is like Allah is limitless. I'm going to terminate now. We were given 1.25 hours, we'll finish now. Like Allah is limitless, Allah's sifat and attributes are limitless. Allah's Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he wasn't just our Nabi for da'wat, he was our Nabi for dua. The Lamula Ali Qari says, if no other miracle, just his du'as, the abdiyat, the fana fillah, ya Allah, I am nothing, you are everything. Sayyidul istighfar, Allahumma anta rabbi, la ilaha illa anta, khalaqtani wa ana abduka, wa ana ala ahdika, wa wa'dika, mastata'tu, a'udhu bika, min sharri ma sanatu, abu'u laka, bi ni'matika alayya, wa abu'u laka, bi dhambi, innahu la yaghfiru dhunuba illa anta, the ka, oh Allah, it is only you, oh Allah, it is only you, oh Allah, it is only you, you created me, you are showering your ni'mats upon me, I have sinned against you, ya Allah. Ya Allah, I've shown no appreciation to you. Anta haqqu man dhukir. More worthy of remembrance, there is no one but you. Ahaqqu man ubid. Worthy of worship is no one but you. Ansaru man ibtughi. Help only from you. Arafu man malak. Generosity only from you. Anta al malik. You are the king. La sharika lak. There is no partner with you. Inni abduk. Ya Allah, I am your slave. Wabnu abdik. Wabnu amatik. My mother was your slave. My father was your slave. Where is this in Ummah today? Where is this connection with the dard of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He saw Jannat, he saw Jahannam. What descriptions Allah gives. That kafir that is dying in front of us, do we feel the pain? He's not going for 1 year, or 10 years, or 100 years, or even 100,000 years. Khalidina fiha. Forever and ever and ever. Innaha lada nazzatan lishawa tad'u man adbara wa tawalla. My Nabi Sahaba say, the veins would stand out on his neck. His eyes would become bloodshot when he was saying to the Ummah, Anzartukumun nar. Oh my Ummah, I am warning you about Jahannam. I am warning you about Jahannam. Utlubu al-jannata juhdakum. Seek Allah's jannat with everything that you have. Wahrabu minan nari juhdakum. Run from Jahannam with everything that you have. Where is this dard today? Where is this cry today? Where is this pain? That those whose shakawat, those whose damnation through wahi, Allah had informed him, Abu Jahl is the Firaun of your ummah. Yet so much dard for them also? That Allah had to send down Quran, لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ عَلَىٰ أَثَارِهِمْ إِلَّمْ يُؤْمِنُوا بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ أَسَفَىٰ لَعَلَّكَ بَاخِعُ النَّفْسَكَ أَلَّا يَكُونُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ فَلَا تَذْهَبْ نَفْسُكَ عَلَيْهِمْ حَسَرَاتِ. Oh my Nabi, are you going to kill yourself? Are you going to finish yourself? He put himself onto qurbani. He put his sahaba onto qurbani. Homes were empty. Women became widows. Children became orphans. Medina was emptied. That majma that took deen directly from him, history bears witness, 90% of their kubur are away from Makkah and Medina. What was it? The seed that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam planted. The seed of khatme nubuwat, that this is not an ordinary ummat. Ramadan, shahru Ramadan, alladhi unzila fihi al-Quran, what does Allah say? Hudal linnas, this Quran is hidayat linnas. Hada balagul linnas. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam arsalnaka linnas. Kaabatullah, inna awwala bayt, wudhiya linnas. This ummat, kuntum khayra ummatin, ukhrijat linnas. Not Nizamuddin and Raiwin. This is Quran. Allah selected Anbiya. Look at Quran. What does Allah say? Allahu yajtabi ilayhi man yasha. This term Quran uses for the selection of Anbiya is ijtiba. Same term. Adam alayhi salam ijtabahu wahadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Yunus alayhi salam fajtabahu rabbuhu fajalahu min as-salihin. Adam alayhi salam, thumma ijtabahu rabbuhu, fataba alayhi wahada. Ibrahim alayhi salam, ijtabahu wahadahu ila siratin mustaqim. Yusuf alayhi salam, wakadhalika yajtabika rabbuk, galaxy of anbiya, ijtabaynahum wahadaynahum. And then this ummat, huwajtabakum, Allah sent, selected, chose you. Through the barakat of the khatm nubuwat of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the dignity and honor of this ummah is when it will embrace in totality not only the day and night but the fikr and cry of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is not some organization, my respected brothers. Very, very quickly, I've taken a few more minutes extra. It's a Mubarak night, Laylatul Qadr or not, Allah knows best. This is the time to make decision with Allah. If I had to say to you, "Bye, go for 4 months," I'm telling you, technically, that's very difficult. 4 months, very difficult. If your gaze is on your dunya, you will find 1 million excuses why not to go. But I am not telling you on that basis. My Nabi said, the intelligent person of my ummah is who? He knew what was intelligent. He said, is the one who will keep his qabr in front, who will keep his akhirat in front. He said, make every salah like it is your last salah. He said, count yourself as if you are in the grave. Keep your akhirat in front. Look left, look right. There were those relatives and friends of ours. Allah make them maghfirat. Last year they were with us. They also walked on this earth. They also had plans. They also had one investment after another investment. They also had hopes and aspirations. And many of them also had intention someday to give 4 months. Where they are today. Count yourself as if you are in the grave. Keep your akhirat in front. And wallah, the easiest thing is the road to Jannah. The easiest thing is to embrace this legacy that was given to us by our Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. First step to learn this, to clear, turn the clock back, to teach us what was Medina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is our elders say 4 months. So those of us who haven't been, very, very quickly, not going to make long tashkeel, very, very quickly, let us stand up, give our names, four months, Ya Allah, accept us. Ishtima is coming. This is just an excuse. Let it be, let this ishtima be a rain of mercy upon humanity. For that, my respected brothers, Qurbani has to be given.
26th, 27th, 28th of April is our ishtima. Brothers should start making some effort for the ishtima. Say, inshallah.
Also, obviously, some brothers and the itikaf, the other brothers, there will be another program which we are having, inshallah, at quarter past 12 in Masjid-e-Ansar. A little bit of hayatul sahab and dua. It's an odd night. Those brothers, they can make it, alhamdulillah. If not, no problem. Let us maximize our time in the masjid, in dua, in ibadat, in turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very, very important, my respected brother, humble appeal we are making, is that let our ibadat not be conventionally, let it not be the example of a hole in a bucket. A hole in the bucket is that mobile phone, is the ghibat, is the laughing, joking. These are not nights for that. Very, very important. Let us be very, very conservative as to how we spend our time. It's mentioned as as-sa'im fi ibadatin ma lam yaghtab walau nama ala firashihi. person who is fasting in the month of Ramadan, his nights also, it's mentioned he is in ibadat as long as he will not be making ghibat, even if he is sleeping. So very, very important. Let us be fed this thing. Unfortunately, these things have become very common amongst us. So please, let us take this extra effort. Stay in the masjid, stay in amal, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This opportunity will come again or not, we don't know. Laylatul Qadr or not, Allah knows best. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught Aisha radiallahu anha, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afuani. Oh Allah, forgive me. Oh Allah, forgive me. These are dua, nights for dua. These are nights to ask Allah forgiveness for ourselves. We can see the plight of how the ummah is suffering. This is the time to take decisions from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all of us will try and do that, inshaAllah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma laka alhamdu kama anta ahlu fasalli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad kama anta ahlu wa fa'al bina ma anta ahlu fa innaka ahlu taqwa wa ahlu al-maghfira. Allahumma inna ala dhikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadatik. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasan wa fil akhirati hasan wa qina adhaban nar. Allahumma aqsim lana min khashyatika ma tahulu bihi baynana wa bayn ma'asik wa min ta'atika ma tuballighuna bihi jannatak ومن اليقين ما تهون به علينا مصائب الدنيا. اللهم متعنا بأسمائنا وأبصارنا وقواتنا أبدا ما أبقيتنا، واجعله الوارث منا، واجعل ثأرنا على من ظلمنا، وانصرنا على من عادانا، ولا تجعل مصيبتنا في ديننا، ولا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا، ولا مبلغ علمنا، ولا غاية رغبتنا، ولا إلى النار مصيرنا، واجعل الجنة هي دارنا وقرارنا ومأوانا، ولا تسلط علينا بذنوبنا من لا يخافك فينا، ولا يرحمنا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين المظلومين في غزة وفي فلسطين وفي كشمير وفي بورما وفي السودان وفي سوريا يا رب العالمين. اللهم انصرهم واضبط على قلوبهم وثبت أقدامهم وعجل بنصرهم يا قوي يا عزيز. Almost merciful, almost kind Allah. Ya Allah, we are drowning in our sins. That day when we have to stand in front of you is inevitably coming. What face are we going to show that day? We have prepared nothing for that day. We take your name, we don't feel the sweetness on our tongues. Our hearts are devoid of your remembrance. Ya Allah, today we fear the bankruptcy of the world, the poverty of the world. We have become oblivious of the poverty of the qabr and the poverty of standing in your court with our book of deeds empty. Whatever little we do is full of riyakari. Ya Allah, these Mubarak nights you have given us, your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught his beloved wife. You have said in your Quran, you are Ghafurur Rahim. You have ordained upon yourself mercy, compassion and forgiveness. Ya Allah, on behalf of the entire Ummah, Ya Allah, forgive our sins, Ya Allah. Forgive the sins of the day, the night, sins we have committed openly and secretly. Every type of sin is there, Ya Allah. We cannot articulate before you the extent to which our brothers and sisters are suffering, Ya Allah. They are hungry, feed them. They are without shelter, shelter them. They are without protection, protect them, Ya Allah, protect them. The Firouds of today are slaughtering the Ummah of your Habib. If Hidayat is Muqaddar for them, give it quickly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove this curtain of disgrace from this Ummah. Restore the dignity and honor of the Ummah, Ya Allah. Bring the Ummah back onto 100% your deen, Ya Allah. Bring the Ummah back to the Masjid, Ya Allah. Accept us for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is kaam ke haqaiq hamare samne khol de. Is kaam ke nafa khol de. Is kaam ko apne zindagi ke maqsad banane ke taufeeq naseeb farma, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make us da'is of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the capabilities you have given this ummah, you have not given them for this dunya, Ya Allah. You gave it to us so that we utilize it for what your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used it, Ya Allah. Up till now we have oppressed the whole humanity. On behalf of the whole ummah, we are asking forgiveness, Ya Allah. The answer in your control. Give us the tawfiq to change the direction, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us utilize these bounties which you have given us to earn our akhirat. Ya Allah, let us use it for the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept us, accept our families, accept the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Save us, Ya Allah, from su'i khatima. Ya Allah, save us from the azab of qabr. Those that have passed away and are mubtala in azab of qabr, remove the azab of qabr. Make their qabr's gardens from the gardens of Jannah. Do not make it pits from the pits of Jahannam. Ya Allah, save us from the shackles of the day of judgment. Save us from the terrors of that day. Save us from the fear of that day, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us meet you in a condition you are happy with us. Let us meet your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam whilst he is happy with us, Ya Allah. Save us from Jahannam. Grant us Jannatul Firdaus, our families, the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wherever the work of deen is taking place in a manner that is pleasing to you, accept it, Ya Allah. Take it from strength to strength, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, accept the Ramadan of the ummah, Ya Allah. Accept the i'tikaf of the ummah. Accept the mujahadat of the ummah. It is not worthy, Ya Allah, but you are kareem, Ya Allah. You are the most generous, Ya Allah. For you there is no difficulty, Ya Allah. Open the doors of your mercy. Open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Give America, give Australia, give Europe, give Asia, give Africa, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give China hidayat. Give the Yahud and the Nasara and the Mushrikeen hidayat, Ya Allah. They are your makhluk, Ya Allah. Your Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam finished himself for this ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of hidayat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, let our lives come onto your obedience. Save us from haram, Ya Allah. Cleanse our hearts from hatred, malice, jealousy, Ya Allah. Inspire us with the qualities of taqwa and iman, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become a source of unity, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us become a source of jor and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Protect the muqaddasat of the ummah. Protect the haramain sharifain. Protect Aqsa, Ya Allah. Allahumma inna nas'aluka min khayri ma sa'alaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa na'udhu bika min kulli sharri masta'adaka minu abduka wa rasuluk Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Antal musta'an wa alayka al-balag wa la hawla wa la quwata illa billahi al-aliyy al-azim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi Sayyidina wa muta'ana Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Alhamdulillah.